up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, can you hardly believe it? Another week has gone by already, and time for another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, polka records, waltzes, and whatnot for the next hour, like we do every week here on the show. So glad to have you along for another ride around the old dance floor. And it's going to be an interesting show this week because I found a bunch of records. I always find a bunch of records. I had a stack of records sitting here next to me for months and months and months, maybe even years and years and years, for a long time anyway. And I thought it was all like big band easy listening, 45s. You know, well, here, let me grab a handful. Give you an example of what kind of stuff I thought was in this stack. See, here's Eddie Howard in the orchestra. Here's the Hilltoppers. Here's Frank Cordell and his orchestra. I'm reading here, Les Brown and his band of renown with the Ames Brothers. Here's the Melanchrino Orchestra. Sure, there's another Hilltoppers. There's Connie Russell. They're all, you know, like Shanghai Billy Williams Quartet. Things that are not old-time music. And there's a stack of them here like a foot high. And I went to move the stack last week. The stack was in my way here in the counter. And I moved the stack after a long, long time. I'm sorry I'm wandering off microphone here. Putting them back in their stack. And I grabbed the top half of the stack and moved it over and went for the second half of the stack. And there was a polka record. I was like, well, that's in the wrong stack. Then I realized the whole bottom third of the stack was old-time records. And I have no idea if these were played on the show like last year or the year before or never. If they've been at the bottom of this stack forever, I don't know. They're not in the right sleeves. I put all the 45s in color-coded sleeves in an effort to have some sort of organization on this show. And none of them are in the right kind of sleeves. They're all in old beat-up sleeves from the 50s. So I thought, hey, we're going to play a bunch of these in the show this week. So whether or not any of these are things we've heard before, if we have, it's been a while. And if we haven't, all the better. And some of them are a little worn, which makes them more authentic, more patina. You know, it's kind of like the joy you get from driving around in a rusty car from the 60s. Not really. So let's just do it and see what we have. The Minnesota Polka, first one up. The show coming to you, of course, from northern Minnesota, like it does each and every week. Whoopi John and the orchestra. This is the Minnesota Polka.
Play the dance was on. The wanna be the Minnesota polka. Underneath the tree, the Minnesota polka. The rippling waters play with coffee pot and smorgasbord. You'll dance the night away.
There you go, Minnesota Polka, Whoopi John and the Orchestra, which is different than the Minnesota Polka that the Six Fat Dutchmen do. Completely different song, but the same title. Very confusing. You're listening to Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, about an hour long every week. We play old-time records. Now out of that same stack of oldies but goodies, Lil Wally up here got the July to Polka. Interesting now, because Lil Wally, the records usually will say Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. Sometimes it'll say Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. I don't know if it's a different group of guys, or if sometimes they were just lucky that they sang on key when they made the record. I don't know the details, but this is Lil Wally with the Lucky Harmony Boys. Here's the Julita Polka.
I got a girlfriend, she calls me honey. We go to taverns to spend her money. Voya Julaida, Voya Julaida, Voya Julaida, she's the one for me. Hey! The talking, she is my honey, she's got the money. Voya Julaida, Voya Julaida, Voya Julaida, she's the one for me. Voya Julaida, Voya Julaida, Voya Julaida, she's the one for me.
Okay, July to Polka, Lil Wally, Lucky Harmony Boys on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I mentioned working through this big stack of records that was apparently set aside a long, long time ago. Some of them kind of look familiar, so I don't know if it's because I had two of them or if I actually played from this stack months and months ago. I have no idea, but we're going to play a bunch of them anyway. Here we go. A lot of German style this week. Normally, we tend to lean toward a lot of Polish style. Because, frankly, there are more Polish-style records than there are any of the other ethnicities. So that's just the way it works out. But we're kind of heavy on the German style. A lot of records from around Minnesota and Wisconsin this week in the show. Eddie Skeets and the Orchestra, that's what's over here, on Pleasant Peasant Records. What a great name for a record company. And it's got what looks like a picture of a French horn on it. Who uses a French horn in polkas? Nobody that I know of. But anyway, this is Eddie Skeets in the orchestra. This is the Mexican Polka.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you have it there. It's Eddie Skeets and the orchestra. It says Mexican polka. Obviously, that's the TikTok polka done with a bit of a Mexican flair to it. It's what it sounded like to me, anyway. Here in the Old Oompa Hour, on the way to Chuck Allison Band here in just a second after we talk about a World of Accordions museum. And I invite you to stop in. I guess technically we are past summertime travel now, aren't we? We've made it into that Labor Day week and all that kind of stuff. And I think that it's now fall. Kids are heading back to school if they're not already. But that's okay because it's a great time to travel to visit the North Shore of Lake Superior and the Duluth Superior area because we have the beautiful fall colors coming up now over the next, 4 to 6 weeks. We actually have charts and websites and people who keep track of when the color of the leaves will reach their peak of prettiness. But anytime you come up in the fall, it's going to look pretty darn snazzy, especially if you're in an area where you don't have that sort of thing. But anyway, it's a great launching point from a World of Accordions museum there in Superior, Wisconsin, and heading on up the North Shore, wherever you'd like to go from there. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display for your viewing pleasure. Very educational, very fascinating stuff, actually. Of course, they have the big concert hall. They have all sorts of workshops and jam sessions and activities. They have the concertina and technicians repair school, one of the few places you can learn to maintain these instruments. They have a gift shop, which you can also shop online when you visit them, as you will, to find out more at worldofaccordions.org on the interwebs. So check them out, worldofaccordions.org. And then if you get a chance, be sure to pay them a visit, all right? The Chuck Allison Band, messing with minds of disc jockeys around the world for the last 40 years, because they put out this record. It's 40 years. Let me see if I don't see a date, but a long time anyway. They put out a 7-inch record, you know, like a normal 7-inch record, except it's got a small hole and it plays at 33. So most people grab a 7-inch record, they assume it'll play at 45. That makes you want to read the label, which is a good thing, or we would have had the very fast version of this song. Chuck Allison's Band, and this is the Don't Cry Anna Polka.
Truly see, you were meant for me. Why don't you marry me? Don't cry, Anna, don't cry, Anna. Can't you plainly see? You were meant for me. Why don't you marry me? Truly see, you were meant for me. Why don't you marry me? Don't cry, Anna, don't cry, Anna. Can't you plainly see, you were meant for me. Why don't you marry me?
Chuck Allison Band there. Don't Cry Anna Polka. This is Tim's Hoopa Hour. Your old-time oldie show, working our way through a stack of records that I don't know. They were misplaced. I don't even know where they went or where they came from or how what the deal is. So it's kind of a potpourri today. And like I say, I think more German style than usual in the show. This next one, I don't know what kind of style this is. This is a weird record. It's the Midnight Polka is the name of the song. Neil Hefti in the orchestra, which is interesting because Neil Hefti, of course, was the guy that did a lot of TV theme songs. The Batman theme song comes to mind that you watch in the old TV show. That was Neil Hefti in the orchestra. So unusual to me that find them doing a polka. But on an old choral 45, promo 45 from back in the 50s, it's the Midnight Polka, Neil Hefti in the orchestra. As the Midnight Polka, Neil Hefti and his orchestra, and I'm just thinking, it should have been titled Every Song You Know Set to a Polka Beat and Shoved Together into a Little Medley is what that should have been called. What does it, I'm trying to read the small, oh, it says Jingle Bells, Oh, Dem Golden Slippers. Man, that print is small. Oh, Susanna, Battle Hymn of the Republic. Yeah, all those songs were in there. Had I read all that little bitty print beforehand, I would have known what the heck I was playing, but it was fun nonetheless. Lawrence Welk, legendary musician, TV show host, and all-around entertainer. And it doesn't seem to make it onto the show very often. I have Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Orchestra. A wonderful. we had that spoof of Lawrence Welk on the show last week. Here he is doing the, he's not playing the clarinet, I'm sure, but here's Lawrence Welk and the Champagne Orchestra. There's the Clarinet Polka. Bye. Lawrence Welk and the Clarinet Polka. Oh, that was interesting. With a Champagne Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And, of course, little Frank Yankovic, always good in the show. Frankie over here with the Yanks and the Town Tap Polka. And that is the Town Tap Polka, Frankie Yankovic, and his Yanks on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Hey, I keep forgetting to mention, too, you get in touch with us at the Oompa Hour if you'd like to, either by mail or phone or text or email or Facebook or smoke signals or Morse code or the guy standing on a hill with flags. We don't care. you can email us, oompahour@aol.com. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You can also telephone or text to area code 218-259-2985 if you are so inclined. If you have a request or dedication or question or whatever, we will certainly try to find the records and get them on the shelf for you. Now, as you know, in every show, we always like to include at least one waltz, and I have one for you now. Don't think it's ever been on the show before. We have Frank Pastuzak. Not sure, with his polka pals anyway. And this is the Sunset Waltz. right, waltzers, you can sit down now. There you have it, Frank Pastuzak and the orchestra, the Polka Pals, actually. And the Sunset Waltz here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. You know it's an old record because it's got the address on here on Jackson Street, Minneapolis. It doesn't have a zip code. There's a zone number. Remember those zone numbers? Yeah, Minneapolis 21, Minnesota. Zone numbers did not stick around for a very long time. That was kind of a flash in the pan deal. Do you have maybe 5 years? I don't know. Not many, anyway. The zone number thing, we jumped right to zip codes. They thought, oh, this is good, but let's have more. And then we jumped to the 9-digit zip codes. I knew a guy once got his social security number confused with his 9-digit zip code. Now he can't pick up his mail till he's 65. Walt Crawler and the orchestra. This is Shut Up and Drink Your Beer.
Shut up and drink your beer. Shut up. Out at Charlie's Tavern, not too far from town, all the fellows gather, each one buys a round. When their glass is empty, another's on its way. Through all the conversation, you can hear them say, shut up and drink your beer. Shut up and drink your beer. Shut up and drink your beer. Bartender, let's have another. Charlie's Tavern, not too far from town. All the fellas gather, each one buys a round. When their glass is empty, another's on its way. Through all the conversation, you can hear them say, shut up and drink your beer. Shut up and drink your beer. Shut up and drink your beer. Bartender, let's have another.
Shut up, drink your beer. Walt Grohler and the orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show every week. That's what we do. We play old-time records here on the show. So glad you have either stumbled upon us this week or a regular listener and you're back every week. We thank you for that. Albert Mikesh and the orchestra over here with the Party Polka.
Together and all have a real good time. Let's dance the polka, twirling around the floor. We'll all clap our hands and shout for more. Dancing the party polka.
the beer and wine. We'll have a get together and I'll have a real good time. Let's dance the polka, twirling around the floor. We'll all clap our hands and shout for more, dancing the party polka.
Albert McGishay and the orchestra there, and the party polka here on Tim Zumba Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record I was actually going to play last week, and I ran out of time before I got to it. Don Peachy and the orchestra. Janie's doing the singing on this one. This is 1, 2, 3, For You, My Love. Peachy and the orchestra there, Janie singing the song, and it misleads you a little bit because they say 1, 2, 3 for you, my love, makes you think it's going to be a waltz with the 1, 2, 3, but it's not. But I knew that, of course, or I would have not have introduced. I would have called it a waltz, but it wasn't. Anybody have an anniversary this today or this week? We don't get to the anniversary polka very often. There's several different anniversary polkas, several different versions. I happen to have the Happy Louie version, and if memory serves correct, I didn't check, but I think, I'm pretty sure he's singing it in Polish, so the rest of you will just have to work out the lyrics for yourself, I guess.
Najdrożsi nasi rodzice, długo lat już minęło. Jak dwa serca kochające, sobie ślubę składało. Jak dwa serca kochające, sobie ślubę składało. Kościele wszystkie szubrali,
jeszcze żyli i wspólnie pracowali. Każdy w naszej okolicy rodzice nasze chwalą. Każdy w naszej okolicy rodzice nasze chwalą. Życzymy Wam wszystkie razem zdrowia, szczęścia wielkiego. Żyjcie nam drodzy Państwo do wesela drugiego. Żyjcie nam drodzy Państwo do wesela drugiego.
There you go. Happy Louie there. And that is the anniversary polka. And as long as we're singing in Polish, here are the Naturals and the Sweet 16 polka.
Spotkałem dziewczynę piękną, tak jak wiatr. Spotkałem dziewczynę piękną, tak jak wiatr. A miała 16 lat. Ona chłopców nigdy nie całowała. Ona chłopców nigdy nie całowała. Całować nie umiała. Co ci twoja mamusia mówiła?
La, 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 la.
Oj, co ci twoja mamusia mówiła? Jakieś lalki bawiła. Jak prawy chłopaczek przyjdzie, to poznasz.
La, 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 la.
Jak prawy chłopaczek przyjdzie, to poznasz. To mu twoją rączkę dasz. Oj, to ci dziewczyno, czy będziesz moja?
La, 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 la.
Powiedz mi dziewczyno, czy będziesz moja? Czy będziesz moja żona?
All right, there you go. That's the Sweet 16 Polka. Those are the Naturals here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show every week, spinning the records. I was just noticing that one says 1963 on it, so that's an oldie but a goodie, as they say. Well, all these records are. They're all on records. That's the deal here. So they're going to be at least 30-some years old, maybe 50, 60, 70. Yeah, they could be that old, which is okay because it's old-time music anyway. It just doesn't make a difference. Charles Magnate's Polka Party is how the name is spelled here, magnately, you know, like he's an oil magnate. And they're going to do the little brown jug polka for us. This is another one of those records I found at the bottom of the stack, and it's really old and weathered, but I think she's going to play okay. Let's give it a whirl here, huh? Charles Magnate's Polka Party. Let's do that little brown jug polka. ¶¶ All right, Charles Magnate's Polka Party, the Little Brown Jug Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. A little scratchy, but still fun anyway here on the show. A lot of concertina fans out there. We got concertina music, concertina player fans out there. Got a concertina solo record coming up here in a little bit. But before I do that, I've got to remember to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, there we go. Let's get to it. Now, I told you I had a concertina record ready for you here. This is called Me and My Concertina. Clever name for a concertina solo. Happy George, and it says on the record, he is the concertina king, and I am no one to argue with that.
Thank you.
There you go with Happy George and me and my concertina, Happy George the Concertina King. It says right here on the record. I think we have time to slip in one more here before we got to wrap up the Oompa Hour for another week. So thanks for being along with us. It is the Jolly Brothers Band. It says the Jolly Brothers and Band, actually. This is the Polkaville Polka. It says it's the Jolly Brothers and Band. There you go. That's the Polkaville Polka. And time for us to Polkaville it right out of here as we wrap up another edition of the Oompa Hour. Interesting batch of records this week. I got plenty more. So, remember where to tune us in for next time, okay?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We'll be back to do it all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!